The popular music of India comes from the movies. Hindi music from the best-loved films, spy stories and mysteries, and charming and corny romances. For example, here's the plot of a popular Indian movie called Guide.
It's basically about a frustrated young housewife who's married someone who's really a groucho, and then she goes off with her husband, and then she meets a guide, a tourist guide.
Oh, I see.
And he kind of shows her life, how to enjoy it. And then she eventually leaves her husband. She becomes a dancer, and she does very well. And the guide falls in love with her. It's very dramatic, actually. He decides he's got to leave her because her fame has taken over, and he becomes a guru, or a jogi or something, a religious man. He doesn't actually become a religious man. He's interpreted as one. And so he goes on a hunger strike, and it didn't actually start off as a hunger strike. He didn't have any food, so people thought, well, he's not eating. He must be on a hunger strike so that the rain will come.
You really liked this movie, didn't you?
Well, I remembered it. You shouldn't have asked me.
That's the brief synopsis.
No, he dies in the end. That's the end.
We're talking with a singer named Najma. She was born in London, usually sings Indian folk music, and with an American musician, Chris Rail, who's had a long-time interest in Indian music. The two met at a conference in Vienna and soon decided to collaborate on a recording, Hindi movie music with even more of a Western sound. And they would feature the songs of S.D. Burman, one of the country's famous composers. He's been called the Irving Berlin of India.
S.D. Burman, he passed away about 10, 11 years ago, and he is like a legend in the Indian film industry, music industry. He comes from Bengal, and he has a very classical background. And I think he was very unique because he had the advantage of having that Indian classical background, and plus the music that comes from Bengal is extremely beautiful.
Mm.
And he was also open to other styles, especially Western styles. And how he started becoming very popular was because he really incorporated the Western ideas in such a subtle way that it really took the country over. And for many, many years, he ruled like he was the number one music director. And his music lives on, his melodies live on, and his arrangements are just mind-blowing.
What song on this recording is as familiar as let's say, Yesterday or Strangers in the Night in India?
Pia Tose,
the
first song on the album, yeah.
Pia to se naina lage re, naina lage re, jaane kya ho ab aage re.
Chris, let me ask you, what have you done musically on this record that you haven't heard in Hindi music that you've heard before?
Well, for one thing, in a lot of the original songs, there isn't any bass guitar, and I wrote bass guitar parts to give it a rhythmic anchor that would be familiar to a Western ear, and so the idea being that it would sort of be a pathway into understanding the Indian rhythms for people that were not familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
We deliberately used all American musicians with varying degrees of exposure to Indian music because we were trying to interpret the material through our own cultural references as opposed to just trying to imitate the originals or recreate the originals.
Najma, would this music work back in India, do you think?
Because these songs are so popular, they're continuously re-recorded or remixed, redone. I think they would be popular in India. But on the other hand, there are so many other people that, like when they reproduce something, in India, they reproduce it identically. And unfortunately, the Indian audiences tend to want to hear things that are identical, or rather remixed in a very funky, danceable way. But I don't know. I mean, I think it would do well in India.
Chris, what do you think about that?
Indian rhythm has a very distinct breathing quality to it that is not a natural thing for Western musicians to recreate, and we didn't even attempt to do that. I suspect that a lot of people in India would probably like our spy songs, because those are like very Western songs, but some of the more traditional stuff, they would probably be like, wow, that feels really kind of funny, you know, because it's just not the same thing.
Najma, do the actresses in these movies sing their own songs?
No, not at all. Actors and actresses don't sing. They actually mime the songs on the screen, and the songs are all sung by what we call playback singers.
Is that a pretty good living as a playback singer, do you think?
If you have one hit song, then obviously all the music directors want you, so then you make a lot of money, yeah.
And do you become known on your own as a singer then?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. Strange, but that's the way it works. The only way to become successful in India as a singer is to go through the films.
Did you ever get tempted?
I would love to sing for the movies, but I haven't been to India for like 12 years. And I think you really have to go and sit there. You have to be there. So it's a really tough, competitive job to do. But if given the chance, I'd just love to go and do one or two songs.
Talking with us from New York, Najma Akhtar and American musician Chris Rail. Their collaborative recording of Hindi film music is called Forbidden Kiss.